All right, always a pleasure to have Mike Kruko on with me. You know, I heard about PA announcers in the minor leagues, and you were down there in El Paso in the Texas League, had a real character down there.
Yeah, 1974, I was there for a month, and the whole year I was down in Texas League for 75, and they had a guy down there by the name of Paul Strelza, I think his name was, and this guy was way ahead of his time. I mean, you know, Chris Berman on ESPN has made a really great reputation with some of the very clever nicknames that he comes up with. But Paul Strelza was that guy. And everybody on the El Paso team was, they had a nickname. I can't remember the guys' names were like Choo Choo and the Flash and the Mad Hatter. And nobody just had a name. Everybody had a handle. And he was sort of a cheerleader up there. When you were pitching and you got taken out of a ball game, he'd have everybody stand up and wave white flags at you, or hankies, and they would play Janis Joplin singing "Bye Bye Baby, Bye Bye." It was awesome. It was entertaining. I mean, and as mad as you were coming off the field, you look up at the stands and here's everybody waving a snot rag at you. It was quite comical. But he was good. He was clever. He was entertaining. And even the guys on the opposing team, I think to a degree, were even envious because we didn't have nicknames in Midland, Texas. It was pretty straightforward, conservative display at the ballpark. But this guy was off the charts. He was fun.
Texas League has been around a long time. I mean, I've been to Texas League games in Austin, Texas, when they used to have the Mexico City Reds come up and play them. But, boy, the Texas League is still baseball. That's Rogers Hornsby in Houston.
Texas League's got as much history as anybody. In fact, I played with a guy, Bill Hoosman, on our team. He had 1,500 hits in the Texas League. So guys got into the double-A ball, and they hung out for a while. And in our league, it was, you know, San Antonio and Amarillo and Midland and El Paso, and then you went east and you went to Jackson, Mississippi, Little Rock, Shreveport, Alexandria, Lafayette. I mean, these were the teams in the league that I played in 74 and 75. But I'll never forget another part of the entertainment were the vendors, the guys that sold beer or sold hot dogs. And they had this old guy in Shreveport. And he was a little African-American guy. He was, I bet he wasn't, but about 5'4". And he had been a drill sergeant. And this guy had a little bucket. It was a large bucket, I should say, in both hands. And they were filled with beer. And the guy would walk around and he'd go, "Donk, derp, here I am, button slits is all I have. I'm walking, I'm talking, no Milwaukee, mud and slits, all I have. Donk, derp, here I am." That, and it would be constant for 4 days. That's all you would hear. By the time you walk out the last day, get on the bus to go back to Midland, everybody in the whole team was going, "Donk, derp, here I am." They had this guy in Little Rock. He sold hot dogs, and he was classic. He walked around, and he had this big old, ice chest full of hot dogs around, wrapped, a strap around his neck, and he'd walk around and say, "Loaf of bread, pound of meat, all the mustard you can eat, get your red hot. And we had, and that's it. We never called it a hot dog after that. It was always a red hot. Red hot. So the minor leagues was very entertaining and a lot of fun. And it's funny when you see guys that you played with, you don't talk necessarily about the days at the big league level. You go back to the minor league level, and a lot of horse laughs down there.
Boy, Mike, a great recollection. You know, Eddie Montague sold hot dogs at Candlestick as a kid, or Seal Stadium as a kid. And that impression of what you just did, that's Eddie Montague.
Yeah, well, I think the guy in Little Rock may have stole it from Eddie. Eddie's pretty famous around the baseball world. But, you know, John Miller sold popcorn at Candlestick as well, too. So it's great. We had a couple vendors here in our fold, our family. A lot of history.
You ever do anything like that at a ballpark? Do you ever work in a ballpark?
I was a PA announcer for youth baseball when I was a kid growing up, which is, you know, I was only like 15 years old. But that was kind of fun. We tried to do John Ramsey, who was the guy who was the PA announcer for the Dodgers. And now batting for the Disposal Elks, please welcome. And you say the guy's name, but, you know, it didn't go over that well. Our voice hadn't quite changed. We couldn't really do a good John Ramsey.
You know, the guy in spring training is pretty funny. You know, the lemonade guy. You know you want it, that guy.
That guy is good. He is good. But the problem with that guy is he's probably 6'3", about 320, and he's got this real high voice, and it's real loud, and he sells right in the section below us. By the third inning, we are over him.
I appreciate you being on. Always a lot of fun, Mike. Thank you.
Marty, my pleasure.